Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to How to Be Stoic, Lessons in Strain, Wisdom and Courage. Today's topic is something that feels especially relevant these days, practicing self-compassion. Ever feel like you're constantly being judged by the world? Like a checklist of expectations keeps marching on, and you're just trying to keep up? You know, that feeling when you mess up and your inner critic comes out swinging harder than a heavyweight champion. Yeah, we've all been there. But what if I told you that practicing self-compassion could be the secret weapon you need to not only survive this crazy world, but actually thrive in it? Listen, being stoic isn't about being emotionless robots who just power through everything like nothing bothers them. It's about developing inner strength and resilience, which includes treating ourselves with kindness and understanding, especially when things get tough. Think of it as building a mental fortress. You need strong walls to withstand the storms, but you also need a warm hearth inside to keep yourself going. Here are 5 key takeaways on practicing self-compassion that can change your life. 1. Recognize your humanity. We all make mistakes. It's part of being human. Stop beating yourself up over every little slip-up. Instead, acknowledge it, learn from it, and move on. Remember, nobody's perfect. Even the people who seem to be are just really good at hiding their imperfections. 2. Talk to yourself like a friend. Imagine your best friend came to you with a problem. Would you berate them? No way. You'd offer support, encouragement, and understanding. So why not extend that same kindness to yourself? Replace those negative self-talk scripts with something more supportive and compassionate. 3. Practice mindfulness. When stress starts creeping in, take a moment to pause and breathe. Focus on the present moment, your senses, your surroundings. This can help calm your mind and create space for self-compassion. It's like hitting the reset button on your brain, giving yourself a chance to respond instead of just reacting. 4. Celebrate your accomplishments. Big or small, every win deserves recognition. Don't downplay your successes, acknowledge them, celebrate them, and allow yourself to feel proud. We often focus so much on what we haven't achieved that we forget to appreciate what we have already accomplished. 5. Seek support when you need it. Remember, you don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend, family member, or therapist. Sharing your struggles can help lighten the load and remind you that you're not alone in this journey. We are all social creatures, and sometimes we just need someone to listen and offer a helping hand. Now, let me paint you a picture with a real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work, and things don't go as planned. Maybe you stumble over your words, or the audience seems disengaged. It's easy to feel embarrassed and beat yourself up afterwards. But instead of letting that self-criticism spiral out of control, take a moment to practice self-compassion. Acknowledge that it was a challenging experience, but remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, even experienced speakers. Give yourself credit for having the courage to put yourself out there in the first place. Think of it like this. Would you criticize your younger sibling for making a mistake during a presentation? Probably not. You'd likely offer words of encouragement and support, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would extend to someone you love. Listen, being stoic isn't about suppressing your emotions or pretending everything is always sunshine and rainbows. It's about facing challenges with courage and resilience, while treating ourselves with the same care and compassion we would offer a dear friend. Remember, self-compassion isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength. So, take these insights to heart, practice them in your daily life, and watch as your inner fortress grows stronger with each passing day. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could benefit from hearing these words. Let's spread the power of self-compassion together. And until next time, keep on rocking those stoic vibes.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.